You're listening to episode number 1793 of the Who Cares News for Wednesday, August 5th, 2021. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Hey, good morning.
How are you today? How you doing?
Could use to go back and take a nap, but otherwise okay.
Had the weirdest damn dream.
Did you know?
Yeah, I woke up. I was being arrested.
What did you do?
It's never happened before. Well, it was actually me and my wife. Somehow we were involved, and I don't remember how.
We're robbing a bank?
No, we were robbing a store. And we were starting another store. That's why we were robbing the store, because we needed all the stuff that was in the other store.
Okay.
We were piling it all in this pickup. And we take off.
Shopping
and
for inventory.
We get away with it.
Wow.
And then 2 weeks later, police come knocking on the door because they recognize the getaway vehicle. It's like, why did I drive it up to the store?
They didn't have that 49ers license plate frame on it.
I think that's what it was. Anyway, so.
Or a TARDIS in the back window.
The weirdest damn
Or was
dream.
It the Boss Boss radio sticker
I
on the back window?
I think that was it. I don't remember. Anyway. Dreams. What do you want? Some random facts for you today. Let's get random. Archaeologists have found Civil War soldiers used hair dye to make themselves look better in photos. Now, remember, I think in Civil War time, it wasn't just like
dye?
snap. Well, you know, I think they've had hair dye forever.
I guess
you make your own, you know, from whatever.
That's true. I'm thinking, well, they had like L'Oreal.
Right. Just for men. No, but, you know, you had to sit still for pictures.
Yes.
Because, you know, there was no instant snap. So, I mean, you know, you always had to, okay, sit still. After Janet Leigh watched herself in the famous shower scene in Psycho, she never took another shower. She only took baths the rest of her life. Yeah, how random is that?
I probably wouldn't either.
Yeah, probably not. That
I wonder
was
how many
pretty
takes
scary.
It took.
I don't know.
After that, it'd be like PTSD in the shower.
I know, right?
Yeah.
I think that's what it was. Astronauts in space cannot do laundry, so dirty clothes from the International Space Station get sent out into space to burn up in Earth's atmosphere.
Wow.
Disposable clothing. Oh, my God.
Look, what happens if you get hit? There's some chonies floating by. Whoops, got some track marks.
Get hit by somebody's chonies. NASA,
space chonies.
Speaking of space, has offices in a lab in a building in New York City right above Tom's Restaurant, which you'd recognize as the diner from Seinfeld. Ooh, and we thought the CIA was secretive. Man, NASA. Right there, Tom's Restaurant, Seinfeld. What do you know? Learn something random every day. All right, speaking of random, it's time for the Who Cares News. What's going on?
Oh, just a little national nightmare stuff. That's what. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
So Ellen's team appears to be enlisting the help of big-name stars to show public support for their beleaguered leader.
Wait. Is Portia de Rossi considered a big name star because they enlisted her help?
That's the ball and chain, man.
We see you. Remember that yesterday?
Yes.
To all of our fans, we see you.
We see you.
We don't know what we're seeing, but we see you, by God.
We see you through Instagram.
Oh, God. This Ellen thing is not going to end well.
No.
I don't think this is going to end well at all.
No, just wait till you hear all this.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
So, you know, she's been accused of being a big part of the problem on her talk show.
Yep.
So Katy Perry and Kevin Hart are the latest celebrities, not to slam, but to try and salvage Ellen DeGeneres' image. Oh, but just imagine the socials.
Imagine. Because
you know people ain't nice on the behind their phone.
Nobody's nice anymore. Nobody's nice.
That's true. No one.
Everybody speaks their piece.
Well, we're nice, kind of. Well, okay, never mind.
Hello, have you met us? You need to look in the mirror sometime.
Well, they're being torn to shreds.
We see you!
They're being shredded for ignoring the accusations against Ellen. Now, Kevin Hart also came to Ellen's defense as well. He was hung out to dry on the socials, shredded, with comments that seemed to follow a thread about having to be an A-lister to be Ellen's friend.
Well, okay, so Kevin Hart, let's go back on Kevin Hart, because Kevin Hart had a little issue last year, remember? He was going to host the Oscars, and they said, no, because you got some homophobic stuff out there. Uh-huh. Well, when you're talking homophobic and Ellen, you know, them are fighting words. But Ellen gave him his opportunity to apologize, even on her show, I think. And so I think that they are good friends. And this, speaking of friends, what about Jen Aniston? So Jen, you know, is also a friend of hers. I'm wondering if she's going to come out in support for Ellen as well on socials and then get lambasted like everybody else. You know what needs to happen to salvage Ellen's dignity or her reputation or whatever? It's not going to take a celeb. It's going to take an employee. Sometimes the employee needs to come out and go, I don't have a problem with Ellen. Ellen is the best boss I've ever worked for. Yada, yada, yada. That's what will end this right away. Why is this not happening, people?
Because it's not happening.
Maybe it's not true.
So the A-listers.
Anybody thought of that?
Right.
All they need is for about 10 employees to come out on her staff and go like, you know, Ellen is the best.
Ellen's the
I'm
best.
I'm not hearing
They're
that.
They're all gold diggers.
Anywhere.
Nope.
Ever.
It's not happening because, oh my gosh, I guess it's not true.
Might not be true.
Do you have what it takes to take on a fixer-upper?
Do you have what it takes
to take on a fixer-upper?
I'm ready for fixer-upper. Is it coming back?
Well, this is part of the Who Cares news that we care about.
We care about this. Chip and Joanna Gaines.
Chip and Joanna Gaines announced 3 years ago they were finished.
Finished, we say.
Doing Fixer Upper, at least the TV show. So yesterday, with a cute video, and it was very cute.
Yeah.
The Gaineses announced that Fixer Upper, the show, will be returning next year on their new Magnolia Cable Network.
I expected this. I know they haven't been saying it until now. They've been kind of holding out. But I've been expecting this. Why else would they have a cable channel without a show?
Right.
I mean, their show is the thing. I mean, that's what builds a cable
channel.
It's the
thing.
So I think it's smart marketing. I don't know if it's all them or if it's HGTV and Discovery helping them market this whole thing. But they've been very smart about the way they've rolled this out.
They're pretty smart anyway.
They're pretty darn smart, those guys. I wish I was smart enough to have their bank account. I tell you what.
Oh, don't you know it.
So when does it launch?
It was scheduled in October.
Yeah.
So you know they've been fixing up houses.
Right.
But it's been pushed off because of the pandemic until 2021.
Okay. There you go. All right. So we got to wait a little bit longer.
Yeah.
We've been waiting 3 years with disappointment. We'll just have to get used to it. All right. Speaking of disappointment, there's no Halle Berry at my front door this morning. That's disappointing me.
There was
to
no Halle
end.
Berry and used, a personal trainer at my
I
front
could've
door.
Could have used Halle Berry today. This has been a crazy morning. Maybe tomorrow. Maybe tomorrow.
Keep dreaming. Keep dreaming, Johnny.
Yeah, why couldn't I dream of Halle Berry this morning instead of getting arrested? All right, we're out of here. Back tomorrow with more. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.